K2 RCL Mobile.
Afternoon, Russell. KO4 HKX.
What are you doing, Russell? K4 BWA.
Just delivered a car to a guy's house, so I'm on my way home now.
Quicker and quicker. I don't know what to think about that.
Sorry, I doubled with you there.
Count on the radio in the neighborhood, it just starts going downhill and just gets faster and faster.
It's getting steeper and steeper, don't it, fellas? Well, I tell you what, matter of fact,
that mark. Now watch it.
Well, are you making some good progress on that building over there?
That, Steve.
Progress on that job over there?
I hear you must be out on 25 in that dead spot.
Here on 26, just about Edward Road.
Yeah, you don't have good service there. It'll be a little bit and you'll pick it back up.
Better spot.
So how are you this afternoon?
Complain, can't complain. Got the in-laws fixed up right quick and gonna make my way home. Wife's gonna have some shrimp Alfredo ready to go when we get there, and I'll just sit down at the table and be fat and happy. How about you? How'd your day go? Are you already home?
No, sir. I'm still in traveler's rest.
Now, it's 4:56. You're supposed to be home by 5 o'clock. You ain't got but about 5-6 minutes to get home.
It's one of those days.
That was supposed to happen yesterday. It was Monday. And that's supposed to happen on Tuesdays.
Well, if this insurance company don't get with it, it's going to happen a lot more.
Man, I hate they dragging their feet on that whole deal. It's kind of sad. I mean, man trying to make a living, he can't make a living because the insurance company won't get right. It just ain't right. I just don't know.
I got a text message from the guy that I got the truck lined up with telling me that Squeaky Wheel gets the grease. He's got other people waiting in line.
Oh, that ain't good then. Does the insurance company, I mean, they have any kind of time frame, or are they just telling you, we'll get to it when we get to it?
Well, they assigned a new adjuster last Tuesday that didn't have a clue what was going on. She thought the wreck had just happened, and she's trying to get up to speed now. They'll assign somebody else probably.
Yeah, that's horrible. I know the situation when you're having to deal with your own insurance company because of the other deal, but seems like your own insurance company would want to take care of you a little bit better as a customer, but don't know. You reckon talking to somebody for some legal advice might help?
KO4 HKX, I've already hired a lawyer. They won't even return his phone call or emails.
Ouch. That ain't good. You'd think that might get their attention a little better, but I guess they deal with it on a regular basis, K2RCL.
HKX, yeah, they really don't care. You're just a number to them with a dollar sign attached to it.
Does he think you got a chance of coming out better than what you were right now?
Well, they don't know at this point. It's just, I don't know, just disgusted right now.
I definitely understand what you're saying. I wish there's something we could do for you. We can provide you some moral support. I think that's about all we can do. Man, I hated that they're giving you such a hard time about it.
I don't know what anybody could do. It's sad that you pay people to protect you from this, and then they're the ones putting you in this position.
Yeah, I mean, so you got everything in a trailer right now. Did you have to go buy that trailer, or did you by chance already have it?
At all. I've set it all up and done everything from scratch. I was hoping you was going to say you just happened to have the trailer and moved the stuff over into it and started using it, but that just makes it even worse that you had to do it on your own to try to get everything set up and get back going so you can make a living.
I'll have to take care of something right there right quick.
Worries, no worries.
Oh, it'll straighten itself out. It'll work out the way it's supposed to be. It meant to happen, so that's the best I can offer.
Yeah, well, I mean, I gotta give you props, Patrick, for having a good positive attitude toward it. I mean, you know, you're trying to keep your head up and trying to keep moving forward and not just letting it knock you down. So, I mean, that says a lot about you and how you want to proceed. So, hopefully that'll bubble to the surface and it'll take over and things will get better and they'll get everything squared away for you.
Sooner or later, but on another note, how's your job up in Inman going?
Moving along. I am finally starting to see paneling on the walls, and we got some recycled roof metal that we're going to use for the inside ceiling. It's kind of as a decorative appearance. So I'm going to start working with some of it tomorrow. Got a little bit more insulation to put up. I'm about itched to death on that, but it's definitely coming along. It's that being sick for a week threw me off a little bit, but it's coming along pretty good. I can't complain.
Yeah, I know that insulation feeling. They ain't nothing like that.
What's worse, stepping in a fire ant hill or playing in insulation all day? Part of me says I'll take the insulation over the fire ant hill because I can at least go home and wash this off.
Not quite as long.
I can keep trucking along and get some of the interior finished out. The deck's just about done. Ran out of that cable last week and got a new spool in yesterday afternoon, so we're going to finish that up. That'll have the deck completed. So hopefully they're going to enjoy it, and I'm going to be happy to have it done.
Good to back up when I finish the job. But did you get with Bill on that coat plug?
He sent it over to me via email, and I was using the older version of the CPS, so I had to download the newer version to open his code plug, and then I was able to save it and transfer it over into the radio, played around with it a little bit. I'm going to kind of hold on to everything. My parts are supposed to be here Friday for my hotspot. I'll just have to wait and see if they actually show up then. But I'm going to try to build it, and then I'm going to work on just one complete coat plug for the whole thing, and then try to do it all at one time.
Let me know how it works out for you. I might look into building one of those myself just to play with and know how to do it. But right now I'm playing with the other radios and trying to get my general license and dealing with this other stuff.
Understand that. You definitely about got a plate full already. Well, I am about to roll into the driveway here. I'm going to hop out and check the mail and cruise down through the gate and get into the Ledford compound there and try to enjoy me some dinner. So if you are headed up north toward North Kakalaki, have yourself a safe trip, and I'll stand by for your final 73.
Threes to you, Russell, and enjoyed the conversation, and good luck on your dinner there, and I hope you enjoy it. KO4, HKX, monitoring.
Russell, before you go, you still there?
Been on by a thread.
This is Steve, 10478. I just picked up a freshly tuned and repaired 867 seat for another HF rig for my truck.
You still pretty scratchy there. I think I picked up most of that. Picked up those radios in North Carolina. I've been listening while I've been working, so I know you was heading up there to pick up that rig that's being repaired.
And my man says he's got it ready to fly.
Good. Well, I'm going to hop out of here and grab a mail and get on down to the house there. But K2RCL 73s, and I am clear.
And I'll keep you up to speed on that material situation. K2RCL, have a good evening. Have a good chow down. 73. Patrick, you still there?
I'm still here, Steve.
Boy?
On Highway 25, getting ready to cross under Highway 11.
Going up from the other side of town way. Okay. Yeah, I'm coming down 26 right now. I thought maybe I'd spot you on the way down.
This is the way I go and come every day, up 25.
Love taking that great ride up Panther Mountain there.
It could be worse. I could be going up and down Saluda Grade every day.
Yeah, you got a point there, Bo. Yeah, buddy. I tell you what, you just be careful on that grade. That 6% grade coming down Panther Mountain there. I've seen a lot of cars get in a bad twisted up way when it's raining down through there. That can be a dangerous little slope right there.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few of them over the last few years. There was one on its top this morning down here on 20.
That's something I've never understood. All you gotta do is slow down a little bit.
You gotta quit playing with your phone and all the other doodads in the car. We got too many distractions now where you can't focus on driving.
True. That is true. Too many whirligigs, gadgets, and noisemakers all up in that dash panel, much less a cell phone and all that kind of stuff.
Still be monitoring.
Of course, yeah, mobile.
Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Now I'm on my way home, so everything's gonna be a whole lot better soon.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Today, ain't you?
I get off at 3:30, 4 o'clock. I consider myself lucky. Today's probably more of a normal day.
Any contacts there on 10 meter yesterday?
Jump in there feet first and start calling CQ. I listened to that guy on 412 for a while and I couldn't get through, so I finally called CQ and somebody came back after a time or two up in Illinois, so had a nice little rag chew for about 10-15 minutes and then he finally signed off. So yeah, it was good. How'd you like it?
I had a good time. That was fun. I appreciate you letting me know. I was just getting close to the house.
Take advantage of it. That was the thing that really got me whenever I had my tech, was I'd get on 10, I'd do some FT8, and you know, I'd listen to people talking on there and thought it was the greatest thing in the world, and then 10 just kind of just shuts down, and you're just like, oh man, this sucks. And there's really nothing else you can do besides talk on the repeaters or, you know, 2 meter simplex. So that's kind of what pushed me to do my general.
Working on it, but it's been a slow process lately. Can't focus on it.
Man, that life kind of gets in the way. I'll be right back.
For hell's he got four.
4HKX here. Patrick on this end.
About 10 meters, just about, I guess, 15 to 30 minutes ago, I heard a 10 FM repeater coming in on 29620 to KQ28 up in New York State, coming in here about 15 to 30 minutes ago.
Neil, I made my first contact on there yesterday to a guy up in Rochester, New York.
Here's down in the FM part on 29620. I'm just hearing it here on scanner and scanner antenna.
My text, so I was on 28400.
It's your general, and you can also operate down there in the FM. Y'all was talking about repeaters down on the high end of it up there where this is at, 29620. 29620, there's FM repeaters on 10 meters down there, and That and I was just telling you about, just coming in 15 to 30 minutes ago. When the band opens up on 10 FM real good, that thing gets all over the east, it does.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm working on my general, but I've been telling these other guys it's been slow going. I got a lot going on in my life right now.
Listen to that, and while it's standing by, standing across talk here on 610 talking, and I just thought I'd throw that out there at you and see both that the FM part's opening up too, and I'm just hearing it just on a scanner antenna. I've got a radio that'll do it, but I don't have a resonant antenna for 10 meters. I'm just hearing it by chance, and thought I'd let y'all know, any of y'all that has in general, there is FM machines on 10 meters down there, too, and that particular one they're telling you about, it comes in a lot during the summer months and here in the late spring when the...
Right, well, we'll have to look into that and let's try it out. Right now, though, I don't have a good antenna on it either. I was just using a Tram 1411 Dicon antenna that I tuned over there to 10 meters instead of 11 meters.
Scanning for many, many years, and that's usually the first one when the conditions get right. From the northeast, it'll start coming in there, and when it goes to coming in good, you'll hear stations all over getting into that repeater on 10 FM. And there's one out there in Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth, that's on 29660.
Definitely have to keep an ear out for them.
It's kind of like the rest of 10 meters, except it's repeaters on 10-meter FM, but when the conditions get right, it goes to coming in, and y'all was talking about that, and I'm just letting you know what I was just hearing a while ago, so go ahead and you and the other station carry on. I'll go back just to listen here on the scanner. KI-4, LZI-4.
KO-4, HKX. Andrew, you still out there?
4CN, finally got back off the phone.
What? It was Walt. I'm not 100% sure on that. Was telling us about the 10-meter FM portion opening up with the repeaters. He said he's listening to one up in New York, and there'll be one later come in on Dallas-Fort Worth out there on 29660, I believe is what he said.
Went in up in New York before. The only downside is you got to scroll way the heck up the bands, and you can only do it if you're general. If you got your tech, you can't scroll fast. You can scroll fast, but you can't talk fast. Was it 28500?
Yeah, you got a couple of frequencies there you can play around on, but that's not much. But Andrew, I'm coming into my dead spot that I normally hit of a morning. I'm gonna get scratchy, so I may lose.
Starting to get a little scratchy now.
I'll go ahead and say 7-3, and you have a good afternoon. KO-4, HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Give me a holler if you get on the other side, and I'm not out of the truck, but I'm glad you got to try out 10 meters yesterday. Just keep checking on it. Try that DX heat. It'll at least kind of show when it's lighting up, but hopefully we'll holler at you another time or here in a little bit. It's KO-4CF, and I'll be standing by.
CLX Mobile Monitoring.
CLX, I believe you say. KO-4CF, how's it going?
KO-4, did you say CF? November 6th, Charlie Lima X-ray.
KO-4CEF, Charlie Echo Foxtrot.
KO-4CEF, N6CLX. Same here as Mike. I'm just leaving work. I escaped.
Name here is Andrew. I did the same thing. I'm getting in a better mood the closer I get to home today.
Going on the last 2 days, but I've 30 minutes. minutes ago. I dang near fell out of my chair asleep. I don't know what's going on.
I hadn't had that issue at work today. It's been one of them busy days. No matter what I did, it just seems like it wasn't getting me anywhere, and everything wanted to fall apart today, but all my employees did their best, so that's all I can ask.
Yeah. This week, weird week, man. Phone's not ringing.
Thing, unless you really needed a ring to make money.
I'm the sales engineer, so either that or if it doesn't ring, it means I got to go phone people and have people hang up on me.
Yeah, call people just for hanging up. I don't know. That sounds a whole lot of fun.
Hey, it's me. How are you gentlemen doing?
I'm closer to home, but I'm doing a whole lot better.
I think y'all doubled it. I'm not sure who's in there. Anyway, try it again.
Now we're all scared to talk.
No better. I'm getting closer to home. This is KO4CF.
I'm headed out to play a little tennis.
Gonna ask if you're going fishing.
Yes, racket's fishing for a tennis ball. And hopefully I'll be successful.
KB4CBA, KB4BWA.
Go ahead.
I picked up my radio, so I've got a second 8570. I'm going to be at the house this evening, and I'm going to give that puppy a try.
I wish I'd be around to hear that, but I'll probably be on the court by the time you or be warming up by the time you get to that point. I don't know if y'all heard the verdict. They just read the verdict to the officer. Trial. I can't remember his name. I can't pronounce it. But anyway, he was found guilty on all three counts.
Yeah, I couldn't go keep putting my gasoline up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here.
They just cut that guy out to the wolves, buddy.
Yeah, it depends on who you listen to. They said they had NBC said they had a hard time finding anybody to even in blue to stand up for and say, what he did was okay. So anyway, but what's done is done. So I think he'd be sentenced in 8 weeks or something like that.
I'd almost bet a dollar to a donut they'll still riot in Minneapolis tonight.
I hope not. I think justice was done, and of course, at sentencing hearing, there's a thing that they do. I can't remember what it's called, but the judge has the final word. He can actually drop the two lesser charges and just let him serve the greater of the two. He can drop them all if he wants to, but I seriously doubt he would do that. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens at sentencing.
Well, I just honestly believe it's not about justice. I honestly think it's about political endgame.
Discuss this one over the air. I was just telling you what the verdict is. And but anyway, it is what it is. And you know, I certainly wouldn't want to be him right now, that's for sure.
I seriously doubt that he'll ever make it out of prison alive. I would imagine they're going to give him anywhere from 10 to 15. And, you know, he really will be a problem to society after he spends that much time in prison.
From what I understand, he will be in some kind of protective facility where he will not, you know, be put out with the general population, and because that would be, you know, certain death. I mean, the first time he walked out there in the yard. So, and you know, whatever sentence he gets, he'll serve at least half of that. So, and possibly more. So, anyway, we'll just have to see what the judge says at the sentencing hearing.
Well, I just hope Minneapolis remains peaceful tonight. Well, I got to get out of the car and pump some gas so I can make it to the house. Mine doesn't suck it down like that Mustang, but still, I'm running on fumes. So I'll say 73s, and maybe I'll hit you later this evening with that 857. KN4BWA, I'm clear.
So where are you going to be on the 857?
Out in the shed on that radio, probably, let's see, at about 9 o'clock, and, the net starts at 9, I probably want to hit the net with it first out, and, my wife always likes me to watch NCIS with her, that comes on at 8 and goes off at 9, man, are you up later than 10 o'clock?
yeah, we watch NCIS and I'm usually starting to get a bed about 9:30.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I get back out there, if I get supper tonight and then get back out there by about 8:30, you want me to give you a text? Is that too early?
That would be fine.
Well, I'll give you a text and I'll let you know if I'm out there, okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah, I would really like to know if that thing can ground wave, like on, what do you think, 20 meter?
You know, we may have to go to 80, because on 80 meters, I can hear people in Taylor's, so, and hear people all over, you know, locally, so 80 would probably be our best chance.
That sounds good. That's fine. All right, Buck, well, I'll give you a text if I'm out there at about 8:30, okay?
Sounds good, KP4CBA.
Oh, and hey, maybe we can catch W4NGU in there at the same time. We'll give it a shot.
Oh, send him a text or something, see if he, he'll jump in there. Good Lord. Traffic on the steep hill here going up to Haywood, Pelham. Road, on Hayward Road, is it's backed up almost three-fourths of the way down the hill.
There's sweet time coming in, going up to that intersection, bud. Just be careful out there. Well, look, 73's KB4CBA, KN4VWA. I'm clear after your final.
Well, have a good evening. Enjoy this evening. It's beautiful out here. KN4VWA, KB4CBA Mobile. If we leave anybody out there.
KB4OIM.
OIM, KB4CBA. Name here is David. Good evening.
Hey, how you doing this evening, Dave? You got Walt on this end, and I've been hearing you talk to Tom and several of them on here about that Carolina Wyndham you've got. How many bands does that thing cover?
6 through 80.
How long is it?
135 feet. It's fed, well, depending on which way you're looking at it, it's fed a third of the way in. But where it feeds into the horizontal part, you know, it's 135 feet. The vertical part actually has a, let me see if I get this straight, has a choke at the bottom and a ballum at the top, 4-to-1 ballum at the top. I may have that backwards, but anyway, so you get some transmitting off the on the vertical aspect of it too, which makes it easier to talk to people locally on HF, and then of course the other 135 feet you tune to the, you know, the band that you want to talk on, and it does a great job. I usually stay on 20, 40, or 80 meters, but I have made contact on 17 and 10. So, you know, it's a great antenna. I've worked for 25 countries. Talked as far away as St. Petersburg, Russia.
Something going on with mine. I got a fan dipole up that covers 160 through 10. And I just got this FT950 about 2 weeks ago, and it's got an automatic tuner in it. And when I try to tune it on 80 meters up on the phone portion, it will not tune it. I can go up to the CW portion and it'll tune it there. But I've got an MFJ external cross needle meter, and according to that meter, my standing wave is up a little past 3, and I'm scared to get on it on 80 meters now, but on 40, 20, 15, and 10, the radio will tune it flat, and the MFJ meter says it's flat. I'm just having that problem on 80. And I don't know if I've got enough room for 135 feet unless the wire is insulated. Is the wire insulated on the horizontal part?
Yeah, mine is. Now, I think I've seen kids that the wire was not insulated, but mine is insulated. It's an older Wyndham I bought from Bill in 4IQ, and
the apex on this fan dipole. I've got it up about 50 feet, and I got it up in an inverted V with the end sloping down to about 15 feet. But I don't understand why the SWR is so high on 80. It uses the same wire for 80 and 40, but it's got a trap on each, well, about halfway down the, I guess it'd be the 80 meter element. There's a trap on each end of it, and then you got about 15 more foot of wire goes out to your standoff insulator. But something is screwy about it. I can't understand why the MFJ meter is reading it high on the phone portion, but yet on the radio, the SWR meter on it, it won't even tune it. It won't tune it at all. It slam up my red just like the meter. And I don't know what's happened to it. It's insulated, and it's not touching trees anywhere. I just hate to go out and buy another antenna. I got a Cushcraft tri-bander I'm going to put up. I hope to get it up this weekend if the weather holds out. I went and bought a rotator, Moherb, up there at Shelby last week. I've got all my pipe and everything ready to put it up. It's just a thing about my daughter don't want me climbing, but I'm going to get this thing up. But I'm going to look at that Carolina Windham. And I wonder if DX Engineering would have one.
CBA. I don't know, honestly, but I would get somebody. I got somebody to shoot mine up in the trees for me with a launcher, and that's really the best way to do it. And there's several guys that would be happy to help you with that. And I'll help too. Where are you located?
Bowen, off of Foster Road up here, where that right when you cross up the bridge going over 26 on Foster Road, there's a house here they call the Christmas House because they keep it decorated through Christmas, and I'm the second road down from it. Steve, he knows where I'm at. He's been up here. But I went up to the wireman's and got my coax, and I'm going to mount the beam I'm going to put on top of my house on a tripod. I've already got the tripod and cable, rotator, and cable for the rotator. I've got everything ready to go up, but I got to get something up where I can get on 40 and 80. I like to check into the sideman there at 7 o'clock through the week, and they can't hear me. I'll let you go. You're probably getting close to your sports club over there. Good luck tonight. And I got to sit here and get my logbook made out for the net tonight. K4OIM.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can scare some people up to help you with that, because, getting up on the roof is, can be dangerous, and glad to help you do that. But anyway, and you can look me up on QRZ and send me an email and send me your phone number if you want to, and we can talk about it on the phone. Yeah, I'm sitting here at the sports club, and I'm going to go in and warm up my knees a little bit, and then I'll be out on the court by 6 o'clock. All right, Walt, 73s, and you you take care, and there's some guys on here that can, you know, suggest some other antennas if you want to get on 40 and 80. I'm sure they'd be glad to talk to you about it. But anyway, 73s, KB4CBA, clear.
KBA, K4OIM. 73, Dave. I enjoyed the conversation, and you've been helpful. Good luck, 73.